The director of New Brunswick's Local Governance Commission has confirmed that two councillors who sent letters of resignation to their colleagues on Monday have since rescinded those resignations, and so the council is no longer defunct. CHMA reported on Tuesday that councillors Stacey Jones and Tanya Haynes had sent letters of resignation on Monday afternoon. The resignations, combined with the previous resignation of Straight Shores Mayor Jason Stokes, would have left the council without quorum and unable to pass any further resolutions. But Commission Director Mary Oley and Straight Shores CAO Donna Hipditch confirmed by email Wednesday that Councillors Jones and Haynes sent letters rescinding their resignations and that those letters will be read at the next Straight Shores Council meeting on March 10th. CHMA has reached out to Councillors Jones and Haynes for comment. Hipditch also confirmed that Straight Shores Council will not be meeting this week to pass a resolution confirming the vacancy left by the resignation of Mayor Jason Stokes. That means Straight Shores will not make a February 28th deadline to be included in the next round of municipal by-elections slated for April 14th. As a result, the mayor's position on council will remain vacant for the next 15 months until province-wide municipal elections happen on May 11th, 2026. MLA Megan Mitten represents Straight Shores as part of the provincial riding of Tantramar and has served as a municipal councillor in the past for the former town of Sackville. Mitten says vacancies do often happen on municipal councils and tend to have a bigger impact on smaller councils. CHMA asked Mitten if she's been hearing from residents who are concerned.
I have heard from some folks in Straight Shores about what's going on and when appropriate. You know, my role can be to listen and, if needed, to connect them with the Local Governance Commission or the Department of Environment and Local Government. Try to connect them to the right people that can offer answers to questions or offer some help. And again, I do think that those organizations have a role, especially local government, to offer support to municipalities when they are facing challenges.
A professor at Mount A, Jeff Martin, has, you know, he's pointed out that there's been an increase in the number of situations like this, sort of, you know, council implosions or resignations happening across the province, really, since amalgamation. It's probably related to amalgamation. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think, you know, local governance, the Local Government Commission or the Department of Local Government could or should be taking a more proactive approach to sort of helping councils avoid these kind of situations?
Yeah, so I don't have exact numbers, but I have noticed, you know, it seems that it's been in the news quite often that there have been municipalities running into major issues with many people stepping down, for example. And yeah, often in places where there has been an amalgamation, multiple communities coming together. And what has happened, especially in more rural, smaller communities, is bringing a lot of people together who are geographically quite far apart and increasing the level of responsibility for municipalities and for the regional service commission for what they need to do. And I mean, I would argue, like, when I was first elected to town council, like, there wasn't really even an orientation. I know they have some now, but a question to ask is it adequate for the type of tasks that need to be carried out by councillors and mayors? And I do think, especially for the Department of Local Government, that they do have a responsibility to look at where are the problems and what can be fixed, what can be offered to improve the situation. The Local Governance Commission, I think looking at their mandate and is it adequate would be something I would suggest because they are limited in their scope. And so I think looking at that would be an important piece.
That's MLA Megan Mitten. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.